nighttime show. I don't want Ace of Spades for a nighttime show. It's like you're an old man, you can't have coffee beyond 4 p.m. That's where I'm at with Ace of Spades. I can't do that.
Understood.
I want to play a little Jackson Browne and think about the time I popped Stacey Hamilton's cherry in that dugout. That's where I'm at with this song. Thank God someone got that reference. Thank fucking God. You are listening to an episode of Papa's Basement. Not all of them, just one. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. I am here with a full house. It's been a while since I did the full four mics on a show, but fuck it. Why not? I got with me, from left to right, Arena Davinsky.
That's a me.
You're a Jew, not a WOP. Get it right. You sounded like a Mario brother.
I was just really feeling the music.
This isn't some Tarantino music or whatever the hell
that was. This is
the tenors. No, this is Jackson Browne. Somebody's
I've got culture.
Baby. To my right from Arena, as I look across my board, we have Howard Highland.
Coming to you straight from the center channel.
He is sitting there in gloves, like a homeless man. Like, that's how you can tell a man's homeless, by the way, if he doesn't take his gloves off to urinate. Any man who has a home will not touch his dick with gloves on his hand, unless he's, like, ice fishing. And to my far right is Tony DeSisto, my former college roommate, good friend, one of the best. Up there with Howard, my vaguely ethnic brown friend collection.
It's like there we have two theme. Howards in here today.
Hold on, let me bring this down. Tony, bring the damn mic to your face a little more.
All right.
There we go. We'll pot you up a little bit.
Tony, what kind of mixture are you?
Italian and Spanish.
Oh, I was going to go with some sort of Asian and Spanish.
No.
I got the two best combinations. For food, that is.
Or so you say. I think Ukrainian is
whatever.
The best you can
what
get.
Fucking organ stuffed with organ
if
do they serve
so.
In your horrible land?
Cow you tongue can... with a little liver? What? Sounds delicious. Yeah.
That's their up... surf and turf. I liked the dead air there as I turn away. Tony was talking for a second. I was like, I am covered. No, you want more of this? You want more awkward dead air and banter that ain't banter quite yet? But it'll get there. It'll get there. This show requires a little foreplay, a little talking. Suddenly we're all lubed up and things happen.
I'm a little nervous. There's a new person in the room.
It's all good. You're like a cat using its litter box and it's hearing strange noises.
I'm going to poop in this corner.
Fighting. Yeah, it's hemming around that little turtle head trying to poke its way out. You want more of these shows? It's in papasbasement.com. You go there. You've got a new show every Monday and Thursday. There's also YouTube clip highlights from the past week's episodes done by one Brenda Bren. At Brenda Bren on Twitter.
There it is.
She does some good work for us. God bless her.
I love that lady.
Yeah. You've also got my writing. There's a lot of that. Some of it's even good. I know they say it's quality over quantity, not at In Papa's Basement, but once in a while the quality sneaks out among
you gotta
the quantity.
Sift through all the stuff on the website to find
exactly.
it.
Exactly. It's you know, it's like one of those pincer arm carnival games. Once in a blue moon, you will come back with that Bart Simpson doll.
But it's like one of those tabloid websites where you'll see stuff that'll grab you for a minute and you'll be like, oh, yeah, that's good. And then just move on because you're like, whoa. I don't know if it's that good. I'm just kidding. I love your writing. I'm just trying to make people question whether they should go there or not.
Oh, well, thanks.
I mean, once they're there, I don't know. Howard made me drink something with a lot of caffeine in it.
Way to undermine something so small it doesn't need any undermining. But in papasbasement.com, it's got all that content. It's also got all of our contact info. We're all very fun to keep track of online. We all do a bunch of crap. On Twitter, I'm at Papa's Basement. You got facebook.com/papasbasement, which is the show's Facebook presence. And that's got links to everything we're posting and funny pictures and everyone here kind of, you know, leaving a comment now and again. You want Arena? She's at Girl Knows Sports on Twitter. Howard is at What the F and Heezy because he hates you. Because he doesn't have
respect. It's actually
respect
because I hate you, John.
No, well, the links are all on impoppasbasement.com, so they can all get their asses to the site and link their way there. And Tony, your photography website, you are going to notice an increase in 4 to 5 views after this plug.
Well, surprisingly, most of my views come from Brazil.
That's weird. Do you secretly have like a backdoor fart porn host or something like that?
Who knows?
You'd or have just to kind of the, plastic surgery center.
Those private passworded galleries.
Yeah. Tony, your site again is?
DeSistoPhoto.com.
DeSistoPhoto, DeSisto, DeSisto.
What kind of photography do you do?
All adult. No, he does really good landscapes.
Landscapes, Tony. Abstracts, street photography.
I have an abstract landscape.
It's really good stuff. He that Twitter picture at Papa's basement, that was taken by Tony. That awesome black and white where I'm looking up and I look like attractive.
All right, cool.
He somehow polished that turd.
There's that picture of you on Facebook. I think it's still your Facebook profile picture. I don't know if you actually murdered that kid somewhere in a hotel. But that's a really good picture of you.
What, me in the suit?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. That was me going to a wedding back before the beard came in when it was just stubble. I think now the Facebook picture is me as like a toddler.
Yes, it is.
I'm like 18 months old and I still have white person hair. Like it hasn't puffed up.
Those are the good days.
Like a scared feline.
Trying to hide the truth.
Nobody knew it was to come.
Tony does great work, though. Honestly, I can't tell you how many chicks I've tried to bang by like getting... You know, pretty much saying, hey, I know this pro photographer who can take these pictures of you. That
girls are so stupid.
They're going to be classy. You're going to be naked, but it'll be tasteful naked.
I'll be in the room. It's totally fine.
Exactly. Yeah.
He's excellent with Photoshop.
And then
so,
just easing it into hardcore 45 seconds into their disrobing. Gargle with this.
You're like, Tony, leave the room. I'll take the pictures now.
Tony wouldn't leave that much equipment with me. Nor would I want him to leave.
He's like, take your dirty... your car and get out of here.
I just want to leave out. I want to live out the plot of Autofocus with Tony as Willem Dafoe.
And he would just tell me break out the macro lens so things look bigger.
Exactly. Get the fisheye focused in the right place. So it just looks like I have a football shaped cock instead of panning down and have the world's weirdest ball sack. That would be fun. We got fan mail, by the way, guys. We are officially a show. I got contacted by the program director today, Miriam. I don't know Miriam's last name. She's good people, though. She's had ample reason to and ample opportunity to take us off these airwaves over the years, and she hasn't because I think she listens or at least respects what we do. But we got...
Somebody respects what we do. That's
I know.
Awesome.
Certainly not me.
We should buy her something so she keeps...
We are different. I think that's one thing I've noticed with the lineup here.
Well, let's keep it real. If you go to fcac.org/WEBR, that's where we broadcast live on Saturdays, 3 p.m. Eastern. Yes.
Yeah.
But you go there during the rest of the week. I don't know if there's any comedy talk left. It's a lot of people doing music shows, which
there's
Pandora
some
exists.
Politics.
Yeah, there's maybe a little. We got Sue Bartholomew and On the Commons. Right before us, and Sue talks about housing law.
That's true. There's some informational stuff.
Good old Sue.
And then our friend CU like is broadcasting.
CU
like,
I haven't
fucking
seen you in a
telling,
while.
Yeah, the Red Army where to aim their fucking drones where we're softest. You sleeper agent. I know your game.
Her big Mercedes truck or whatever is really just a beacon.
Yeah, it's true. You fucking pop the back on it. Yeah, it's got some 50 cal. She has a massive SUV. Gigantic.
Which she knows she can't drive.
Really?
Of course. She's an Asian lady.
Yo, I'm not even kidding. Like 6 weeks ago, she didn't even have a car. Right?
She was waiting to get picked up by this behemoth of a vehicle.
Okay.
But we got fan mail.
Well, have you opened it?
Well, the sinister thing was I got a call from Miriam and she's like, hey, look. Did you mail something to yourself?
To look cool.
And I'm like, what is this? Like me doing a poor man's patent where, you know, like, hey, look, this envelope sealed and it was dated such and such. I'm like, no, I didn't mail something to myself at the station. She's like, well, you have something addressed to Papa's basement at the station and the return address is Papa's basement at the station. Do you want me to mail it to you? And immediately I'm like, that thing... must sound like a pixie stick when you jiggle it. That's how much powdered anthrax is inside it.
But
you know what? I said, I am feeling lucky. Send it my way. So in a couple of days, I will have fan mail at the house.
Why'd you just pick it up here?
I thought about that like 30 seconds later, but then I was listening to the radio again. And I was like, I don't want to get back on the phone. That's, you know, I got to hit redial.
She's here right now. She saw. No wonder we got the evil eye when we came in, because it's like, what the motherfuck? I just spent money to mail some shit.
Whatever. I'll give her two
today.
Quarters and tell her to keep the change.
And she's trying to subsidize our United States Post Office.
There you go. Exactly. I'm helping
Wait,
out.
Is that the lady that was at the front desk?
No.
No, that's Erica. Erica's awesome. Miriam sits at the back. She has a little.
Kind of have her own office.
Yeah, with like a link made people, out of yeah. Legos. So that's always. That warms me right in the cockle area of the heart.
What's a link?
Link from Zelda. The little elf guy.
She has a whole
shield.
A giant elf made from Legos.
It's like 6 inches tall. It's not giant. It's not Legoland.
That's not what you call giant, 6 inches.
Hey.
I mean, it is, yeah. when I'm trying to convince women that that's impressive. Yeah.
Sometimes I hold the Zelda Link doll to my crotch.
So yeah, exactly. I'm like,
look
yeah?
what this could be. Yeah. You want to play?
So I'm looking forward to that. As for the rest of the show's content, that was what I brought to the table, literally.
You really outdid yourself.
I brought nothing. I was working. Tony showed up. I didn't do much. I watched Warrior.
What the hell is that?
Warrior is a movie about MMA. And it's got some guy I don't remember the name of, and Tom Hardy, who played Bane, and Nick Nolte playing an old red-faced drunk, which is the part he was born to play at this age.
He trains to play.
Yeah, there's just a lot of... It's like MMA Rocky, except both sides of it, you're rooting for them. It's weird.
Why do they need to make a movie about MMA? Isn't that called, like...
Because they smelled an opportunity.
The Spike Channel?
No, they smelled an in. It's like, this is up and coming. This is guaranteed money. Ironically, I think it kind of ate balls at the box office. It cost 25 mil and made 23. So I guess, yeah, I don't know, it broke even at least with DVD sales.
You're saying it's like a high school senior selling a freshman?
Did you say a high school senior smelling a freshman?
You didn't get that, did you?
No, I didn't. Explain.
Smelling an in. It's just
smelling
easy.
Smelling an in.
Just easy. They found
Oh. You know what's really weird? When I was 18, I didn't even want to fuck the juniors. Like, I even saw that as predatory. And yet now I would fuck an 18-year-old.
You're such a law follower.
I was, yeah. I was like, God, they're young. But now, when I'm 13 years older than an 18-year-old, I'm like, are you legal?
No,
let's do this.
Oh, my God.
Let's do it.
I think it's because you've been exposed to too much porn.
I see what you did there. It was a good lead-in. Guys,
I thought about it, and then I was like, I thought about it.
I'm, you know what? I'm not even going to finish the rest of my Warrior shtick. Just wanted to say that Tom Hardy, bisexual, has lips that look like they could suck a cock like nobody's business.
Sounds super gay.
Women would kill for those lips. Like, you look at Tom Hardy in this movie, the gay community could fill the Grand Canyon.
You're right,
because
girls are just sitting around all day. We're going, man, how can I suck more dick? I need lips that will make guys want me to suck their dick more.
Yeah, exactly.
And yet he notices that.
I'm just saying, he has some real cherub's lips on him. Fucking, I haven't seen lips like that on a man since John Voight, okay? I just put it out there.
Oh, man.
Now he has none. He looks like one of the mummies in a Tomb Raider movie.
He is horrible. Yeah, he looks like someone who had his life force sucked out by a curse. At the end of the movie, when the witch dies, it will like hover through the air and come back into his being. And he will be whole anew.
He'll be restored.
All right, Arena, I didn't let you do it subtly. But you emailed me shit tons of preps, so many articles.
Aren't you so proud? I'm so busy at work and I still manage.
No, it's good. Like, you, well, don't give me that shit.
All.
Yeah, you sit on your fucking ass. I've worked an office job before, too.
It hasn't
I was
been
real
busy recently.
Watching Larry Sanders on YouTube over and over.
I've been watching, like, HBO To Go all day. I finally got it on Friday.
God. If I had broadband on my phone when I was, like, a desk jockey, holy shit, I would have worked 2 weeks
I
max.
Hook my iPad up to the Wi-Fi, and I go
I would,
to town.
Yeah, I would just be in the crapper roughly 45, 65 minutes a day.
I walked out with my iPad, and like I saw this guy, and I had my headphones on, and he gave me a dirty look. And I was like, I took it off and put it on the counter,
but
he didn't know that.
I wouldn't even care if it meant not fucking coworkers. I would concoct a massive story about like horrible anal fissures that necessitated me going to the bathroom like every 5 minutes. Like I would have donuts everywhere. Like I would walk out spinning one on my finger like a headband. Just be like, oh, that damn Fisher's acting up again. And I would sit there with my headphones and just watch half of the Game of Thrones, then walk back for 15 minutes.
I got the IBS.
Yeah, exactly.
John, your former coworkers have confirmed that you are an awful person to work with in an office setting.
Why are you surprised?
Oh. Just because, like, you're such a distraction and you want other people to join you in all of your, like, laziness.
Yeah, well, it's not laziness. I'm smart enough to handle the retard's work in
30
seconds.
That's what they get really
seconds.
Mad about you, because at first they're just like, yeah, I don't think John's doing any work. I'm not going to do any work either. Then they get in trouble, and then they realize that
I've done
you
it
just
all.
Do it really quickly.
I'm the kid that did my homework by 3:30. Yeah. So when I'm looking to take bong rips at 7, I am your decision. I will bring you down. You're the reason that you're going to the community college.
Yeah.
Or I am, rather. There we go. That joke got out eventually. So Arena, while busying herself at the desk, found a bunch of shit.
There was stories
about Asian airlines, where I just picture everyone in those little lawnmower masks. We had a sex addict survey.
Done by Discovery, actually.
Yeah, that one really spoke to me. So I figure, hey, let's start with it. And this is a link to a movie, a YouTube clip, if you will. That's what the kids are calling it today.
I guess so.
Are you?
We haven't kind of.
You didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it.
I did watch it. It wasn't that exciting. But basically.
Is it going to give us something to talk about?
If you. Okay, so the Psychologist Journal isn't, or whatever, the Psychologist Board isn't recognizing sex addiction as
That's like the shitty generic that they would put in a movie so they didn't get in the way of any copyrights. Like someone pull out a magazine and it would just say Psychologist Journal. Like you pull out a bag of potato chips, potato crisps.
Gotta do what you gotta do to protect your ass.
Yeah, so.
Especially when you're around a bunch of sex addicts.
So what's, what did you bring us?
So. The psychologists are saying that sex addiction is not a real disorder.
Which is true. Like, when Michael Douglas went away for that, it was very... Like, he just had a boozing problem.
Wait, Michael Douglas was a sex addict?
Yeah. He's, like, Hollywood's first sex addict.
What?
And they were like, why are you going away? He's like, I have sex addiction, wink, wink. And
they
it was
better...
just code for I brushed my teeth with Scott. And now, ever since then, people have been like, yeah, I'm really a sex addict. He's like, wait a fucking minute. This is bullshit.
They need to do something about that because his son, Carmen or Cameron, whatever, try to, like, sell meth and traffic meth, like, in Jersey and New York.
Are you thinking of Traffic, the movie? That wasn't real.
No, his son's been in jail.
The one he had was Zeta Jones? That kid's, like, five years old. You're sick. Someone made him, like, swallow condoms full of blow? That's not his fault.
Catherine Zeta is from one of those Latin American countries.
Okay.
Actually, she's Welsh.
I know. That was a joke.
She's halfy. She's obviously like half Welsh, half made.
Don't put that misinformation out there. Come on. Mm.
All right. Let me show you. Anyways.
I represent for my Welsh people, by the way. I don't know if you all know this, but I am Welsh.
You're half Scottish. I know.
The definition so they're trying to go with for sex addicts is if you have like uncontrollable urges and stuff and thoughts for 6 months or longer. And I was like, John should be in a mental hospital.
Yeah, that's called puberty. I mean, like, you go through it and then you have those thoughts for the rest of your life.
Well, basically, the little ginger I'm sure you thought was hot in the video.
No, we're going to play the video, right? I mean, the audio will work on air, you think? Or
I think it's like a 4-minute video. Are we
padding?
Are we out of things to talk about?
Yes.
With four of us in here?
Yes, 2 hours of airtime a week and we're out of it.
But yeah, she's saying that she's like, well, if that's the definition, then I've been a sex addict since I was 13.
Let's play Am I a Sex Addict?
Okay.
All right. There's some hip music
Starts
coming in.
Good.
It says D News.
I'm going to MST3K.
Hey, everyone. I'm Lacey Green, and I've got
I'm stopping
good
right
job.
There. Lacey Green, I'd hit it, but
she's
then
out
I quit
San Francisco. She's not in Silver Spring. Sorry.
Here's Lacey Green. Take a look, Howard.
Another D News update for you on a controversial topic.
She's like a cartoon mouse you could fuck in a red wig.
But she's a she's a sexpert.
Oh, she's a sexpert? Does that mean she touched a colored man's penis once on a dare? Hey, oh God, look at this expression she's making in that screenshot. Tony, you want to take a look or you don't give a shit? Come around.
Of course he gives a shit.
He's a sex addict, yeah. He's a classy one. He downloads like 90s and 80s porn.
Nobody
like
knew.
That. Here,
nobody
here you go.
Is it addiction? Is it actually a thing? Not according to the American Psychological Association.
She makes those a face. Guys. Is it actually a thing?
It's a ginger thing.
She makes these ghoulish expressions, like her mouth's open with this tongue, like a Gene Simmons tongue sticking out of it.
Like she just got a shot to the throat. Like she's made throat babies.
I think this is like the latest trend in doing these YouTube videos. They do quick cuts with these really overly expressive faces.
Well,
like,
she really
they're
tries
movies for autistics.
She really tries to do that and like tries to do this speedy like lots
the
of
quick
shot
cuts.
Thing.
Yeah, they make me
but
seasick.
But they do a terrible job of it in this video, as you'll
notice.
Is
she like jumping around like no. She has the gift of teleportation?
Like she keeps trying to do that, but it's like it'll just be like. Still her, but they were supposed to get another shot or something, and then she'll like get awkward.
I just
and
hate
talking.
Why are they so emotive in these things? Philip DeFranco does the same shit. God, I would kill for his numbers. Don't get me wrong. And if anyone listens to this and is into Philip DeFranco and can put us in touch, you're the best ever, Philip. But he does the same garbage with like quick cuts and this overly expressive face. Like literally, we have no emotions and we can't recognize shit. You know what I mean? Like when they fucking give you, you're at the shrink's office as a kid. Maybe this is just me. And they show you the little pie chart of, you know, like, here's the smiley face. Here's the frowny. Here's the fucking middle of the pack face. You know, what's going on here? What do you feel? That's what they're like. I mean.
What level of happy are you on
yeah.
this trail?
She looks like she fucking took a ride on a golden dick. I
mean, that she looks has an anal plug.
Yeah, she looks that excited. And she's just doing a video. For fuck's sake. All right, get yapping. What's her name again?
Erica Green.
Okay, the video is posted by Lori
Lacey
Cuthbert.
Green. Lacey Green? I don't know.
Lacey Green.
I think Lacey is correct.
Is her stage name.
Her Twitter name is at GoGreen18.
18? I like the 18.
She has like 33,000 followers.
Oh, nice, bitch.
And despite the ongoing research and buzz around this disorder, the attempts to get it classified as an actual legitimate thing have been rejected. The psychologists at UCLA that are pushing for its recognition claim that sex addiction is, quote, recurrent and intense sexual fantasies, sexual urges, and sexual behavior.
Okay.
Can you let her finish that sentence?
Fine.
She's going to make a face. That's all she's going to do.
Yeah, she's going to go, I said something.
New expression time.
That lasts at least 6 months. So
we already covered that, Howard.
That's a broad definition.
Yeah, recurring that lasts 6 months. Like, are we talking one person that I want to fuck, like, and I think about them over 6 months? Because that's love. That's how I define love.
Yeah, like, for 6 months straight, I think.
Well, I don't know about
that.
Oh,
like, you just literally don't have another thought enter your head?
It's that's
just
called stalker and killing.
Like, you just starve to death because all you could think about was fucking sucking on some nipples. No, and you're just like, oh, food. God damn it.
People
I
who
forgot.
Literally go every day getting fucked, like, for 6 months because they need it. Like, what's his name? Who's that? Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
He was claiming to be a sex addict, too, because I think he was.
Can you be, like, a sex addict but masturbate? Because I need it.
Yeah, I think that would.
I need it daily. Like, if I go one day without it, the next day, no bullshit, I feel like a bodybuilder who has starved himself of carbohydrates for a year. And, like, I just won Olympia. And I'm like, okay, time to eat spaghetti like no one has eaten that shit before. Like, not since Lady and the Tramp.
But spaghetti is your penis, right? Yeah.
No, I don't ventilate myself.
No, in the early 20th century, they used to institutionalize people who touched themselves too much. Self-touchers, they referred to them.
Jesus Christ.
John would be screwed.
How would they find that, though? Because, like, I do it in private. I'm not fucking, you know.
Masturbating at the bus stop.
I think some of those people are voluntarily like, I need help. I touched my penis too much.
Oh, rookie
someone
mistake.
Told him
never
it was a bad
fess
idea.
Up. Never fess up outside of your own podcast, person from 1930. Duh.
Look up the history of the graham cracker. The graham cracker was designed apparently to help people
I think we
who
covered
had
this last podcast.
No,
can reference.
I think
we covered it in the car after you guys sparked a J in
you're
my
right.
vehicle. Allegedly.
This is why you don't eat Alfredo sauce at his house.
Oh, I'd be scared to touch the doorknobs at his house.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of things you shouldn't. The Wii remotes.
Oh, God. Like, never playing an innocent game of bowling over there.
Yeah, there's no Super Smash Brothers for you. It's a lot of just like, I'm done, wipe.
Or vibrating.
Is Super Smash Brothers?
Let's unlock Kirby.
Oh, I'm thinking of the Bang Brothers. Never
no,
mind.
No, Super Smash Brothers.
Same thing.
All right, so here's the overly emotive Ginger come to tell us nothing.
Listen to her next line. You'll like this.
Does she talk like this?
Current sex fantasies and sexual urges
beyond
6 months.
Months?
To these guys, I've been a sex addict since I was like 13.
Okay, that's a little hot.
Sex
not going to lie. Sex addict since I was 13?
Because you think she's going to nail you now because she's
I'm going to
addict.
Talk up at the end of every line.
Did she just say she's been a sex addict since she was 13?
Yeah, which I'm glad, hopefully, that like women of the generation, a couple, you know, removed from me, are more open about that. Because when I was a kid.
More open than chicks now that are spreading AIDS left and right. No, I'm kidding.
What black neighborhood are you living in? I'm saying when I was a kid, it was a big thing when we hit about 16 or 17 that we all fessed up to the fact we beat off. Like, until then, we were all kind of like, I don't really do that.
You guys are like trading trade secrets.
Yeah. And then after a while, it's just like one of us fucking, you know, like the first fish that crawled out of the water and was like, fuck this. I'll breathe sweet air with these gills of mine. Someone was like, you know what? I beat off. And then everyone was like, yeah, I beat off too.
Did you guys ever like.
Yes. Say
touch
it.
Your friend's stuff?
No.
No. I will tell you about the gayest thing that's ever happened to me, if you want. It's the second time I've ever told this story on air, but what the hell. Since our average listener gets through roughly a quarter of an episode, it's all new to you.
He'll never have heard this.
Yes. I was drinking with two friends of mine at the time.
It's already getting
about
good.
15, 16. And probably 15-ish. Yeah.
Already breaking one law, getting ready to break
some
sodomy
15.
Laws.
And I was there with my successful Jewish friend, Matt Hoffman, who we're not tight anymore, but even back then, you knew he was going to be both Jewish and successful. And then a kid named Jay Delanoy. Jay later turned out to be gay. I'd like to take a little credit for that happening.
You let him give his first blowjob.
So for whatever reason, we're watching Playboy together, like Playboy TV. At the time...
Because you're 15 and 16.
Yeah, exactly. You just have like a VHS tape that you fucking recorded at EP speed of Playboy at night. You know, the tracking's jumping up and down like a seizure patient at this point. But you're like, I don't care. I can still see a nipple. And I remember there's one scene with a woman and she walks in her sexy little skirt and this little white top and she's a little tennis outfit.
Remember for that second where like the screen just like was so fuzz you could actually
Well, it was horrible
straight.
Because you couldn't even pause to masturbate at like a good scene you like. Like people have DVDs and you know your Apple TV now and you just hit pause and it looks like a fucking picture. Back then you would hit pause and it was suddenly just like with like white lines of static shooting all across it and you're just like, what the fuck?
No one's supposed to ever see that.
Why, man? Why? Yeah. It was just shocking they couldn't make a fucking VHS that paused.
Wait, you said there's white lines running across it. Are you guys sure you weren't premature?
Horizontal, not vertical. So it's you know, the typical Playboy bullshit back before they showed Beaver or anything like that. Like, you go to Playboy.com now, there's some, like, good shaven pussy on that site. It's pretty badass. They got some, like, tattooed girls. They've got amateurs who actually don't have big tits. They've got Latinas. Playboy's gotten
competitive.
Playboy's gotten decent. But back then, it was just white blonde women. And so this blonde woman comes out, and she's in her little tennis outfit. And Playboy would just do this lame shit where, you know, she's like playing tennis in slightly slowed down motion. It wasn't full speed. There's nothing erotic about that.
In a bedroom or they're outside?
No, she's on a court.
Okay.
And they're playing their like Playboy knockoffs of the latest greatest hits. Like they could never pay for the rights to the actual music. So like the Black Crows were big and it would be like, you know, so you hear like moderately hard to handle instead of hard to handle coming out of your speakers. It was just this fucking different from the actual song. And of course, you know, her top pops off at one point. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, look, she's got a tennis racket in her hands and her titties are a jiggling.
And she doesn't even notice.
Of course not. That's just how you play tennis. You know, fucking my teats are out.
It's just a risk of the game.
Yeah, and she's got these big fake ones, so it's just obnoxious. You know, this chick would have to tape them down in real life to play. And instead, she's just taking these slow swings, and they're like fucking this cannonball's going up to her armpit and then swinging back down. For whatever reason, I'm on the right side of the couch facing the TV. Matt's on the left side, and Jay is kind of sitting there drunkenly on the couch across from us. Matt just starts pulling out his dick and beating off.
What?
Just pulling out his cock. We're all, you know, I guess we're all a touch plumped up, being a little tipsy and watching a nude woman. But Matt just starts beating it.
Wow.
I excuse myself pretty quickly. I mean, of course, I take a gander because you want to see what your friends are packing. That was the gay part for me. I wasn't like, oh, this reached much further in my throat than anyone else. But I was just like, what's my friend packing? Okay, we're in the same neighborhood. And I ran off to the bathroom, excused myself, because it was not gauche back then for us to like take porn of our own into the bathrooms and beat off. So I diffused the possible homoerotic situation by beating off on my own in the bathroom.
Oh, which doesn't excuse the fact that the last thing you were beating off to was the sight of your friend.
I wasn't beating off then. I sat down and meditated on the bowl and recaptured the magic of the woman playing tennis. And
meditated on the ball, picking the ball.
Yeah, got off to that.
Oh, man.
And to this day, you know, I'm not going to insinuate Jay and Matt did anything. I'm certain that they didn't. But I came back, and later I found a dead mouse that I crammed into a little Orangina bottle.
Oh, my
and
God.
I urinated into that, and for over a year, we let the mouse rot in that Orangina bottle. So if you want to know how teenage boys rolled circa 96, at least teenage boys that lived like me, we urinated on dead stuff.
Of which there were not so many, I gotta say.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, we're kind of like on that autism scale.
I definitely showed up for one of those parties where, like, I think you and Matt had agreed at that time, like, if you're gonna masturbate, take a magazine to the bathroom.
Exactly. Yeah.
He was definitely breathing heavy on the couch. I'm like, what's going on here? And then he just grabbed a porn and went to the bathroom. I was like, what the hell do you guys do? Me and my friends just smoke pot. Yeah. I have no idea what's going on here.
To be fair, I think that was like a 14, 15 thing. And then by 16, like, I was like, well, now.
I didn't see that as a theme on the Evite. Like, yeah. What's going on?
When I was a child, I did childish things. But when I was a man, I masturbated at my
white
own
paint
house.
To the walls. Huh?
Exactly. Just spidey webbing up shit.
I like how you manned up the end of that story by telling people about the dead mouse and how you peed on it. And let it
run. Yeah, it was great because we would just slowly watch it fall apart. And then one time,
okay,
an equally disturbed friend, Stephen Pimley, just grabbed it and shook it. like you had just won the NLCS and you're looking to get champagne sprayed on you. He just shook it up and it instantly disintegrated.
John, go fuck yourself.
It suddenly looked like a bottle.
When I vomit, it's going straight in your mouth.
It went from bottle of Orangina with mouse to bottle of Yoo-Hoo in color.
My God.
Definitely send Lacey like a retelling of that story. It will definitely cure her sex addiction.
Oh, Lacey's the girl. Lacey's our sexy, overly emotive girl.
Is that really what she said? She said she's been a sex addict since 13.
She's like, if you define it as having sex thoughts, I've been a sex addict since I was 13.
Oh, she was joking.
Yeah, it was sarcasm.
Sorry, I couldn't hear.
I mean, was saying, you know, if you have sexual fantasies over 6 months. Not necessarily continuously, but she didn't say every day.
I pretty much have had sexual fantasies since I was 3. Like, literally, my first memory is looking at my dad's porn that he kept in his car. And my mom finding me and scolding me. And my dad just laughing awesome. About it. It was just this black and white photo of this chick with a gigantic ass. And she was just bent over next to a stop sign for a sense of proportion to be like, this fucking ass is as big as the stop sign. And you couldn't see her face or anything. It was literally just black and white, like ankles, ass. It looked like a crime scene photo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, my old man liked a big ass.
The apple didn't fall far from the tree.
It's true. Well, I like shapely. He was just, he really could like high-five a black man.
Mobiga Mobetta, yeah.
Yeah, with his taste in asses. Like, I remember it took a long time before I was checking out pussy in front of him. Like, I was 15 or 16 or something like that. Like, just something absurdly old.
Like, you were just looking at pussies straight up?
Well, no, like,
hot chicks.
Chicks would walk by. And I would have to, like, kind of, like, furtively take these glances at it. And then kind of, like, maybe I was closer to 18. I was finally, like, just turning my head. Like, yeah, I'm looking at pussy in front of my old man. And I remember one time, the only time I've ever seen him react like just a fucking Tex Avery cartoon with his eyes just, like, boom, and the fucking tongue rolling out like a red carpet. It was this blonde who was easily, like, 30, 40 pounds over in this really tight dress. But just big hips, big ass, big tits. And he was just like, hit the fucking brakes. You know what I mean? Like, as we're turning neck. Through this intersection, yeah, he was like, let me see. All right, back to the ginger who apparently, before she had fucking pubes, before her fire crotch came in, she was all about it.
No, so, including the Dean News staff. But maybe there's something here that's going on between the lines. For instance, I wonder about people who can't stop watching porn at work.
First of all, why cannot... Why cannot? Yeah, that's English. Why can't this girl get out a line without it needing to be edited? Of course, I just proved it by saying why cannot, like a Martian who's stuttering out his first three words in the English language. But it's these quick cuts are really unnerving, are they not, Arena?
I think they're annoying, yeah.
It's almost like Max Headroom. It's just like every two words, I'm jumping to a different position. It's, I don't know, just... Keep talking, girl.
People who sacrifice a social life and hobbies to stay at home and jerk it.
I don't have a social life and hobbies. I'm sacrificing nothing. You know it all, bitch. There's nothing.
You're like, it's either jerking it or playing Mario Kart.
Exactly. And I do a little of both, but there's certainly nothing that would interrupt. What, Howard?
I will say, like, I've seen like profiles done on like men who constantly frequent prostitutes.
Yes.
And what, like, is wrong with hobbyism?
Yeah. Tony knows everything about hookers and yet really doesn't hit them.
Actually,
up.
All I was going to say is, like, there's a big difference between the guy who's like, you know what? I really don't like talking to women. I'm just going to pay one to have sex with her is a far more socially interactive thing than just sitting at home watching porn. So at least for the guy getting out of his home saying, like, hey, how much for a blowjob? That is actually an activity instead of just like, I hate people. You know?
Not
I don't know. I'm just going to
puzzle.
I just, for me, prostitution, it crosses several lines in terms of I could get a disease. It costs me money. it could be.
Which is the main thing.
Yeah, yeah, the money's the main thing because otherwise I would just take a fucking no condom blowjob.
You know, if it was like a bubblegum machine where you put quarters in,
you know, just
something
you
in
stick
quarters.
Your dick in. Like there's just a mouth in that little metal flap. Pull it open, slide it up. I certainly am not against a hooker 100%. I've just never really been presented with it. It certainly doesn't captivate me.
You would never buy a hooker because you actually have to spend money on her.
Yeah, and then you would get a really cheap one and you'd be like, why is she really cheap? Does she have tuberculosis? I might do it to say I've done it sometime, but like I would have to like have a girlfriend to cheat on, because otherwise I'd feel really pathetic.
Like, you just went and bought a hooker.
I banged a hooker and I have no one fucking me for free at home. It'd have to be early in the relationship so I don't feel too guilty. Like it doesn't gnaw at me.
You just gave her syphilis.
I'd wear a
condom. She'll never know.
Yeah.
You shouldn't feel guilty about that, John. There's no way.
Not a couple weeks in it. I'm just saying, like, if you just met someone and you're getting laid finally and you fuck a hooker, what's she gonna say? What's she gonna say?
Maybe I was out of practice. I just wanted to get back into game shape.
But yeah, as for me, like looking at porn instead of dealing with women, I can speak for me. I don't know the rest of you guys. I don't know what your fucking habits versus your porn habits are. Thank Christ. Because I have to look you in the eyes. For me, there's a lot of baggage that can come with someone you're actually having sex with regularly that you like. And I can certainly then bang someone I don't really care for, but I don't enjoy that sex all that much typically. Like, you gotta enjoy someone as a person to really enjoy the fucking. Unless they're really, really good looking.
That actually does suggest that you are not a sex addict, what you just said. So I think when we talk about sex addicts...
Well, no, I'm a jack-off addict. Like, I'm a total beat-off addict.
I believe the mental illness is referred to as self-touching. You are a self-toucher.
Yeah, I love that, but...
A chronic masturbator.
Yeah.
Let's just call it what it is.
Like, if
you
I
should definitely put that on your resume, business card.
If I were in the 30s, yeah, and I were a kid, they would have put, like, oven mitts on my hands and then duct taped them, like I had the chicken pox.
I swear I'm healthy, and yeah. Then you'd still be, like, trying to...
Just patting it. Like the way you pat a very small puppy or kitten on the head. That's the only way I could touch my dick. Just like there. Like I was consoling it.
They don't want you to hurt the puppy or kitten or your penis. Gosh.
Yeah. I just don't get fucking someone Because usually someone I'm banging, even if they're decent looking, but I really can't stand them, I don't like the leverage that sex would give them in the interpersonal exchange. Because I don't want them thinking I like them all that much just because I'm fucking them, even if I, you know, if I don't really care about them, if I don't enjoy their company. Because if you're banging some girl just like a gong over and over, but you can't stand her, it sends the wrong fucking message.
Yeah.
And she thinks you goddamn like her just because you're gutting her out.
You wish.
Yeah, that's just it leads to complications. So I don't know. I typically try not to engage in that behavior. If I'm fucking someone more than once, it means I enjoy them to some extent. Now,
would you consider making breakfast
for yourself after you beat it?
Making breakfast?
Is John the type of guy that will make breakfast for a lady friend?
I'm gonna go with no.
Only if we're a girlfriend boyfriend thing. Like, if I've just banged you, I will. I've just learned at fucking 31 that I can't leave in the middle of the night and expect many calls back. Like, I can't tell you how many times I treat it like a Metal Gear game where she falls asleep and I'm like, let's see if I can escape the room without the guards detecting me. And I have taken, like, if you saw me on camera, you would think I was a sociopath. The amount of time where I'm just, you see like this time-lapse photography. It's almost like Wonderful World of Disney, like a plant grows in the desert faster than me pulling my hand out from underneath this woman. And then slowly standing up from the edge of the bed so that the springs are decompressing like a centimeter per minute. It's almost like if you watch Paranormal Activity and you're like, wait, did some shit just move in the room? Like, that's me getting out of this girl's bed.
So that whole movie is just like the lover.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden,
out.
Once I'm out, you see me moving quickly and I've got the glowing green eyes.
And I'm just trying to get out of the house. I just banged your
mom.
Yeah,
I like the Ouija board on fire and get the fuck out of there.
Create a distraction.
Oh, God. Paranormal Activity. Who was the one brunette who got possessed with the huge fucking tits? Like the average face with the huge fucking tits.
I haven't seen a single one of those flicks.
Oh, my God.
I read that on Wikipedia.
She's in either 2 or 3. I don't know which is which. I want to say 2. She's like the sister of the original girl. She's got these big fucking tits.
I thought it was the first girl in the first one.
Was it the first girl that had the big fucking juggers?
Because the younger sister had the shorter hair and the flatter chest.
Yeah, oh, that younger sister ate balls. To hell with her and her uppity airs. Like that big fucking corn.
All right, we know you
one.
Like big bibs.
They're good. They're good and they make me happy.
Which makes
face.
You unusual amongst men.
Yeah, I know.
Did you see that other thing I sent you about the flying car?
Yeah. We're not done with Sex Addict. We're like a third through this bitch's movie.
Are we still going to keep going?
Well, is there much to get out of it or what?
The rest of it isn't too good. The beginning of it wasn't too good.
Behavior can interfere negatively with someone's life.
No
shit.
Cause
stress and complicate their relationships.
Make you and your friends talk
about
it on a podcast.
When it comes to defining hypersexuality, I'm with the APA on this one. Recurrent sexual fantasies and urges aren't a disorder in themselves. Sorry, guys.
What if the sexual fantasy is a little child
Sorry,
blowing
guys.
You? Sorry. We have to tweet this to her, by the way, and do an at mention, at which point I will lick her ass proverbially.
Oh, my God.
Just be like, you're the best. I take back everything I said. And she's fine. She does a good job. I certainly don't have a fucking video of me talking about sex addiction that anyone gives
two craps
about.
You also don't have 33,000 Twitter
followers. No, I don't. Limping across 6,000 right now. Fucking barely. They're the laziest. I probably have like 4,000 are just dead accounts.
It's all those girls that gave up.
Just something that was, like plugging, I don't know, the Bieber album release. Like just some account that hasn't tweeted since like 2010. Utterly worthless. I guess we've covered sex addiction. Do we think it's really a thing? Because I do.
Yeah, for sure.
I honestly do. Whatever they say, I think there are people that compulsively engage in banging. And it's joyless and they just need it to feel like I've known girls. It's usually chicks who have been molested that just need to get banged out a ton just to feel like, you know what? What was done to me wasn't so bad because I'm just giving it away.
Then that's not a sexual addiction.
Well, it's just them. That's,
I mean, that comes together kind of hand in hand. I see like a lot of sex abuse victims
that's
becoming
it.
Sex addicts because that's the only way they can. That's the only thing they feel like the rest of them.
Yeah, I think when you
numb.
Bless you, said the only courteous member of the
Thank
staff.
Thank you.
I was trying to cover. I was trying to cover with
what? Can I actually use your sleeve to blow my nose?
Get away from me. Get away from me. No, I was just going to say, I think like it is probably something that needs more study. Like, I don't think it's the sort of thing that needs its own separate classification. If you just described something else that is a like mental problem that led to that, like, mm-hmm. there's all kinds of mental health issues that can lead to sex addiction.
People who bang and it ain't for the joy of banging. To me, that's a problem. It's the same thing if, like, I'm an alcoholic and I'm not getting drunk because, like, I'm having a ball with my friends or I really, you know, needed to let off some steam. I'm just drinking because I feel I have to.
Yeah.
That's a problem. So, but I think you can engage in anything compulsively to be like,
sex
is a loophole because we all love pussy. That seems like loose psychology to me.
Yep.
I think when you're doing it not for pleasure, that's when it becomes an addiction.
Yeah, yeah, but not even for all the reasons not for pleasure. Like, sometimes I just fuck a girl to brag that I fucked her, but I guess that's pleasure of some sort.
Yeah, that's you're getting pleasure out of it. You're not just doing it, like, you're not going through the robotic moves.
Yes. I wonder if it would be easier for these guys to define it with women, because in this society, we can just easily believe a woman who's like, I just fuck and it brings me no joy. Like, a guy who's saying that, you're just like, get the fuck out of here.
Pretend I'm a therapist. Tell me how you really feel.
Well, I'm looking at the side of your tit right now. A little bit of a black bra peeking out.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you want to fuck it?
Yes, I will fuck your nipple. I will stick my cock through the slats of your rib cage. You will look like the exploded space jockey creature from the start of Alien.
Tell me more about your sex addiction, John.
You're a horrible psychologist.
Did your mother hug you when you were a child?
Yes.
Does she still hug you?
Yes.
Explains everything.
Hey, you're supposed to ask about breastfeeding there.
I didn't get to.
I didn't want to go there. I don't want to get too intimate with my patient.
I never got to breastfeed properly.
Is that really the issue?
No, I don't know. It's not like I'm huge on lactation porn, so... I'm not completely disgusted by it like most guys are, so maybe that is an issue. Like, once in a blue moon, I'll enjoy a good lactation porn.
Oh, please.
Where do you draw the line with porn? What won't you watch?
Okay, you know, first of all, gay. Never dabbled in the gay. And you
what
know
about
me.
guy on girl?
Intentionally. Haven't you ever, like, clicked and it's like, you bastards, you just wanted to show me gay porn. You lied.
That was a problem I had with, back when I used thehun.com, that was a real problem of theirs, where it was, like, a majority straight porn, and then every so often, there's either gay or tranny shit.
Yeah. You're like, how did this get in here?
You're like, you read the words, like,
to my queue.
Big tits, platinum blonde, and you just click, and the rest is like, dot, 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 and a cock that would choke you. Yeah. And you're just like, ah! Oh. So, yeah, I definitely hate that shit. Like, they're just neat. There's certain, like, water sports. I don't get urination at all. Like, if a girl was, like, piss on me and I didn't love her, I'd certainly do it again to brag on the show. Like, I would have 18 shows worth of material. It would literally just be, like, a second by second. Every second of the act across her face and hair would be an entire episode.
When I was growing up, I actually remember, this is a friend of my brother's, but I had a crush on him. And my brother's like, don't tell me you have a crush on that guy. He's sick. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, he wants to pee on his girlfriend. And I was like, wow. What? He's like, yeah. He told me a story about how they were in the shower. And
oh, in the shower is lighthearted fun.
No, she wanted him to pee on her. And she's like, would you do it? And he's like, yeah. She's like, well, just on my leg. And he goes, on your leg? I want to piss all over you. She's like, you're fucking sick. He's like, I'm sick? You're the one that wants me to piss on you.
Yeah, exactly. You broached this. You let down the floodgates, honey.
How do you bring that up? Not for any, like, personal reasons.
I had a friend who's pretty sane, and she said, like, she and her boyfriend
peed
did
on
that.
Each other?
Yeah. And she was like, dude, we were together 4 years. After a while, you just run out of shit to do.
Wow.
I don't know if I would ever hit that point. Because, again, just getting back to the beating it, that has never lost its charm.
You
once.
You can probably understand it. Every time you've been in a pool, you've probably been pissed on.
Yeah, it's different. I know what you're saying. That's why I don't do public pools, by the way, because I'm supposed to trust some 15-year-old lunkhead to get the right amount of chlorine so that I'm not swallowing an entire daycare's worth of urine.
I would never go to an indoor pool because I was a lifeguard for 2 years at an indoor pool, and they were like, yeah, just put this tablet and these chemicals in here. And I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing.
Exactly. No, you're throwing fucking Alka-Seltzers. And then you're like, I guess I'm done.
I was like, I'm pretty hungover. I'm going to just drink one of these.
Yeah. No, I don't do that shit at all. The ocean, I'm not too fond of either.
Self-cleaning.
Kind of, but then there's stringes and medical waste.
No, it's not. You sit in the ocean. Well, I'm a germaphobe. All of a sudden, it gets warm.
I'll like walk around and I'll hit like a kind of sharp stone and kind of cut my foot. And I'm like, I've got the AIDS. I hit medical waste. I'm dying. And that's just how I think for the rest of the vacation.
Oh,
and then,
God.
You know, 4 weeks later, I just forget. I'm coming inside some girl without a condom. Not a care in the world.
No way I'm going to catch AIDS this way.
Yes, I really didn't think I had AIDS.
And
or
that is
I.
a true story because he does get over it fast, like AIDS guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I totally am. I'm just like, meh, whatever.
He
you know, it's easier stomach. Than an AIDS test if this woman dies in 5 years.
Yeah.
Well,
where's Lacey Green to set us straight on this topic?
Oh, yes, we are.
I'm going to find out if she has one on AIDS.
Please start tweeting her and wearing her down at 33,000. God, that's a sizable following, but that's like
you can
she
do
would
that.
Interact.
I have shit to do, like send you tens of stories.
You don't have anything to do. Don't lie. You what? Just said you fuck off on your iPad and find show prep.
What
for
are you
us.
Talking about? I'm making storyboards for us.
Even I'm too busy for the show.
Contacting people to making whatever. Things happen.
In Papa's basement.
While you're running around DC.
This is your shit, motherfucker. You need to get on board and do your job.
Fucking Ray Lewis over here.
Howard's busy finding a talent at karaoke.
Yeah, he's
shows.
Got some trim that's like recording itself singing with him.
He's like, come over to my house, girl.
I begrudge nothing. Yeah, he's been recording himself with a singer as he plays the guitar.
I was like, Howard, is she drunk?
She's good
he's like,
looking
I'll tell
girl.
You later.
Yeah. And it's like,
he's like, actually roofied her.
He's getting her used
now.
To being filmed by him. That's the whole thing. And it wasn't even like he's holding the camera like, you know, you would as if getting a blowjob. Like the camera set up on some sort of outside tripod because he's in the back of the scene strumming his guitar. He's playing this video for us. There's a girl he met at karaoke months ago. Very good looking.
Here's
he's like,
the thing. Howard actually doesn't know how to play the guitar. He's jerking it and playing that song in the background.
I thought he was just faking it like the Chuck E. Cheese things. Like he was just playing it and strumming back and forth.
Well, this poor girl is stripper gyrating.
Yeah.
And singing this terrible
Well, I don't want to
song.
Say anything that really torpedoes Howard with this girl. And honestly, like, despite me screaming every time, have you fucked her yet, you faggot? Have you pulled out your hard cock and stuck it in
her? I would have fucked her
pussy?
By now. I mean, I should have gotten her number instead
yeah.
of Howard.
He doesn't. He, for whatever reason, seems to be more focused on getting music. A musical career.
I desperately need professional income, and there's no easier way for me to torpedo it than to just like, I'm just gonna like meet chicks this way.
How long have you been doing this?
What do you mean, like
trying to bag this one?
No, the torpedoing of income from the music career.
No, I'm trying to actually recruit several artists right now. I've got like at least 3 people that I'm working with.
I always like him talking about this because I would just fuck them all and then a week later they wouldn't talk to me.
Yeah.
You know what? No. I'd be the winner in this scenario though.
Yeah, but
all that's going to happen is they're going to leapfrog him once they achieve anything. He's going to get no money and they'll have never touched his prick.
Then everyone's going to be
sad. Dude, do you understand? Like, I understand how to set up a contract. Like, I'm going to be fine. Like, don't worry
you
about
understand
it.
One aspect of it though. You, it's like saying. I could run the
I don't
NBA.
Want to talk about this on the air. It's just okay. like I understand right. that I'm a piece of shit that's going to get bypassed by a major label. Yes, I understand how it works.
Okay,
like,
all right.
I'm perfectly aware of like how to make money as a little piece of shit, no talent producer.
Okay, that's
I know
fine.
How
this
works.
This is just sad now. Can we move on?
No, I just, this girl, when are you going to have her on the show? Because one, I want to ogle her. Two,
no,
you've described at least 3 of her friends. I've had to beat off just the descriptions of these girls.
No, it's awesome. Like, her friends are very attractive. So.
John, I think it's time you join a karaoke league.
No, like,
that's where the pussy's at.
Basically,
apparently.
Like, no. I do your show so you give me free studio time. Like, she's going to come and record vocals over a
Can she bring music. Either the really hot Jew broad you mentioned or the one in the Misfit shirt? that I think had big tits. I don't even remember as long as they're in a Misfits shirt. I don't
fucking
care.
You want to bring them Saturday? I can take a day off.
No.
I'm going to party with Grant.
No, I need the girl here to lay him, you know, kind of put him at ease.
I'm not
going to
be nice, though.
It doesn't matter. You're just a girl. Like, if they come in, it's just three guys like, hey, what's up? We're all professionals with our equipment. That sounds like a porno shoot. Like,
at least he's leaving me out of this one saying, oh,
you know what?
I can bring in the photographer.
John, you're kind of creepy. I think I'm just going to pay the $65 an hour to go to a real studio.
No, man.
If I'm not here, it's going to be 3 minutes before it is a porno shoot.
That would be great, actually. We put on the webcam and just...
You guys already look like a creepy porn shoot crew.
We do. Well, especially with the facial hair and the glasses.
You're like, this is a mic boom. It's just your penis in her face.
Yeah, with a weird furry condom.
All right, that's it. I quit the show. I'm launching my label without you fuckers.
Okay, good. Oh, no. We were waiting to ride that gravy train.
I need to put you under the Papa's Basement imprint. Just like Akon with Lady Gaga.
Owns you.
I think we can punch out, actually. Jesus Christ. We've hit the 55-minute or so mark. Did we have anything?
Yeah,
don't have anything good left to talk about?
No, I hate you guys right now.
We have way too much. We've wounded his pride, though.
More interesting.
For some reason, I had the horrible urge to make the bad line, we wounded his Charlie pride, but only you would even get that. And
since we already peed on the Korean, can we talk about the Korean airline? Or wait, Hong Kong, that's its own country.
I don't want...
It's just like, no. First rule of improv, say no to everything, Howard. Yes, I will say yes. We can go out with the Korean airline.
Oh,
fuck, I've been
what?
Here for a motherfucking hour. You don't pay me like overtime.
All right,
actually, you don't pay me at all.
Leave.
All right. So
don't
here's
threaten
the headline.
Us with empty promises.
Do you want to be?
We have a new Howard, yeah. And he's browner and better.
Do you want to be the Robin Quivers and read this? Do you have a copy of it, Arena?
I do, but I kind of remember this Hong Kong airline. They're threatening to withhold food, beverages, and smiles if the pay dispute isn't settled with the airline.
See, this is a trick on their part because they're Asian and, like, not over here Asian, so they've, you know, been civilized. They're actual, like, Asian. They never smile to begin with.
This airline.
They are flesh robots.
That was the funny part of it. I was like, aren't Asian people not allowed to smile?
Because they never smile. They just bow to each other and go, hi.
They always, like, look away if I ever smile at someone. They're like,
cultures, it's actually offensive. Like, I thought in Korea, you make eye contact and you smile. That's like you hopping in their face and, like, gyrating your cock in
I think it's more just like a signal that I'm batshit crazy. That's why I'm smiling and looking at you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I am depraved.
But on this airline, I believe that one of the things that they encourage their stewardesses flight attendants to do is to smile because that's part of the shtick.
Would that be like a topless airline here where it's like, you got to pay me extra because my tits are out. They're like, you have to pay me extra. I have to study what a smile is and then do it.
Skirts must be no lower than mid-thigh.
At this place?
Like an American airline.
Oh, okay.
Doing the same thing. It'd just be like, your skirt must be mid-thigh and no like, higher.
No lower.
All
right. That sounds like a mile-high club kind of place to work.
You got to show legs in the U.S. and you got to show a smile in Asia. I think that's kind of how it works on the
fucking
plane.
Amish spit on that. They're like, even we can be sexier than just a smile. Anything else you wanted to get in there, Arena? Well,
yeah,
how are we going to
explore really
this topic?
Yeah, there's one really funny story. I don't know if you guys remember Lori from that 70s show.
I do. She was Little Foreman's
older sister.
What was his name? I know there's Red Foreman.
Eric.
The fuck? Eric. Okay. It was Eric's older sister. I believe Kelso fucking ran up in it.
So that's what she's looking like now.
Yeah, Lori's had a troubled history. I think she was off the show for roughly the later, like, two-thirds of it. Wow. And it turned out she was kind of, like, into boozing. First of all, it turned out she was, like, 15 years older than everyone else.
She's 42 now.
Yeah. And I think the rest of them were, like, right around our ages, or me and Howard and Tony, at least, like, 31. Something like
early
that.
Early 30s, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. She's seen better years.
Yeah, and for a while now, these mug shots of, what's her name, Lori, what's the real name? Lisa Robin Kelly. I guess Lori was
the character. That sounds like a white trashy name.
Yeah, it is. Anytime you have three words, you're either an assassin or a piece of white trash.
Or Irish. I'm kidding.
That's a mick, more than a third name in the middle. But for a while now, these have been coming out. And it's almost like a Faces of Meth.
Yes.
Kind of progression to her pictures. She looks disgusting right there. Like, let me take a look at that photo again.
Yeah,
this is her latest mugshot.
Bad.
She was stopped for doing what? Like, fighting with her husband, apparently?
Yeah, they were at their house.
While drunk, of course.
No, it says no booze or drugs were involved. That's what I was like.
So they're just doing the white trash thing. And, all right, pass it over.
They're so white trash, deeply embedded in their genes, that they just fight without any sort of stimulants or depressants in their system.
She, no bullshit, looks like she could be a stunt double for an older Thor. Like, just a very craggy Damn. Face and these blonde, greasy curls spilling back. And just, like, hard, a hard face. Like, she's been fighting ice trolls for 100 years.
Like, she just had to change out of her bathrobe at the trailer park to go to the jail
station.
Yeah,
she's gross, man. She's a gross bitch. But if you want a treat, look up, what's her name again?
Lisa Robin Kelly.
Lisa Robin Kelly, mugshot from the latest arrest. It's just sad. Not that she was the greatest piece of ass on 70s show, but she was one of several fuckable girls. She was better than Kitty Foreman. Now I'm not so sure. Now I think I'd let Kitty suck my cock first.
You wouldn't have back then.
She would have been like deep on the bench. I'll put it that way. I mean, I would have fucked the younger girls.
I'm not asking where in line she belonged. Does she get served?
Did she like cook for me first? Did she like bake
I'll
a casserole and then she's like,
I'll allow
hey,
it
can
as
I
part
suck
of your,
your young
she's
cock?
She's gonna white trash hit you in the face with a frying pan before she cooks for you.
Oh,
let's just say she happens to show up with a Frito pie.
With a Frito pie?
I would definitely eat some Frito pie and then fuck Kitty Foreman up her shitter. If you know what I'm saying. I would
fuck her up the shitter after she had the Frito pie too?
If you want to know how classy I am, I would remove my monocle.
You guys are right about the mom now.
And then promptly fuck her vengefully up the shitter. Like a tornado ripping through a trailer park.
Didn't one of the kids on the show like want to hook up with Kitty? I want to say it was Hyde, because the foreign kid apparently always... Speaking of foreign kids, how do you guys feel about banging your friends' moms?
Oh, God, no. That alone earns the music, which is going to take a while to kick in because...
Your computer's so terrible.
It did. There it is.
I'm the most foreign person in the room.
I guess so. In some ways, a couple of us have dual citizenship. You, me. That would be
dual
a couple.
Citizenship.
Really?
No.
I do.
No,
I'm
you
a citizen
don't.
Of Greece as well.
Are you really?
I am.
Or they just give that out to anybody?
These days.
Please.
Please
move
come back.
You
we need to make a less Greek yogurt, more money.
You have survived another episode of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. The cast today, from right to left, my right,
Arena
to my
Dubinsky,
left.
You're buy a real left. Christmas tree. It's less toxic than a fake Christmas tree.
You got Arena Davinsky. You want to tweet her? She's at Girl Knows Sports. Go for it. Flirt it. DM a cock pic. She'll DM one right back.
That's not going to happen.
Howard Highland at What the F and Heezy. Thank you. Thank you for that. Tony DeSisto, thank you for being here, Tony.
Thank you.
You want to get a hold
my
of
my De Niro impersonation? A little bit.
De Niro's like, damn it, ever getting the car with John.
You want to get a hold of Tony? He's at DeSistoPhoto.com. You can see his work there and hopefully purchase it.
That's the website, not his Twitter handle.
No, yeah, he's DeSistoPhoto.com.
Before you start tweeting a storm up yeah. to that guy.
I'm at Papa's Basement. Website's in papasbasement.com. You go there, you subscribe to all of our Twitter feeds, our iTunes feeds. I think that's it. There's a lot of crap at that site. Just go there, goddammit.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.